And Barry Chapman has joined me now for the latter part of the morning show. Nice to see you again, Barry.
Mora mora yella, san bonani. Okay, thank you very much.
International Language Day today.
Yeah.
We're only going to do the three languages, but we'll take any advice on the subject. Yeah, okay. So now, today being Tuesday, we have always a spot reserved for you if you have plumbing issues that you would like us to address. And if you would like to contact us, you're welcome. Our website has a contact us portal, and you can always drop us a note, and then next, when Barry is in next, we will address your issue. But right now, we'll discuss what you came in with. Interesting to discover that in winter, when things turn a little, suddenly that's when you discover problems with your hot water device. I suppose in summer it doesn't really matter if it's not piping hot, but winter's a problem.
Yeah, no, 100%. When somebody leaves the big fridge door open, hey, and the temperature drops. So we've had a client that lives in an estate down Sheffield side of the world, and we've recently taken them over as a client. They've been living in the property for 6 years, and they've endlessly had hot water issues. So we got called out to go and investigate what was going on the property. And the first thing I noticed when I got onto site was that the geyser is, or the water heater is on the far end of the property. There is a hot water circulation system, so it's a ring main. So the hot water goes from one bathroom to the next, all the way around to the kitchen, and then gets pumped all the way back to the geyser. And what I found was not one of those pipes was insulated. So there's no thermal protection on those pipes. So during summer, not too much of an issue, but during winter, the heat loss coming out of those pipes is absolutely immense. And the clients ended up with lukewarm water in the middle of winter. Try have a shower, try have a bath. So we were.
Is that how they build still today, or is that an old-fashioned system?
No, so it depends on the layout of the property. I'm not a very big fan of hot water ring main systems. I like to break a house up into two zones with shorter runs as possible.
So instead of one geyser servicing the entire property, we have multiple.
Yeah, you have a couple smaller ones, and then you set them up with smart devices so that you can control them, turn them on and off when you need them. Only have them heating during your required times, or just before your required time. So we ended up excavating a fair portion of this family's hot water system. Fortunately enough, a fair bit of it was lying in the garden, and shockingly enough, at some stages it was 100 mils under the ground, so not very far away from a garden fork or a spade. And we broke the system up. So the bathrooms on his house now feed directly off of the geyser, and we've put in a small pressurized vessel for the kitchen, and that will supply the kitchen sink with instantaneous hot water. The biggest thing that I'm looking forward to for this client is his reduction in his electricity bill. So you can imagine what we had on that property was a giant radiator. The same thing you have in the front of your car to keep the temperature of your car engine down. That's exactly what the piping system was doing around this house. So their electrical bill in an average household was 9,500 rand a month.
I wonder how many other property owners are in a similar situation, because it presumably wouldn't just be one that's built like that.
No, there's a lot of them. We do come across them. I was chatting to another a fellow plumbing contractor in Belito, and he had a similar incident in another very well-known estate in our area. And the guy's been living in his house for 6 years with like lukewarm water during winter as well. it was quite funny because both of us were chatting to each other and we spoke exactly about the same thing on two different jobs that were being done on the same day.
So it's probably quite common. If this is something that affects you and you are wondering whether or not it would be worthwhile getting an expert in, I strongly suggest that you do because, well, I mean, not only is it going to improve your hot water supply, but it's also going to improve your mood when you get the electricity bill at the end of the month.
100%. I'm honestly expecting the electricity bill to drop at least half or not more.
Wow.
With what we've done on their property. We had a very similar incident in another estate where they had a ring main system. Their bill was about 7,500 rand a month. This was resolved about 4 or 5 years ago. And we broke that ring main system up as well. And their bill went down to 2,500 rand a month.
So there could be a huge saving for you just waiting, but you need to get in an expert to have a look at your system and make that call. Now, another problem that you've been grappling with is septic tank health, because a lot of properties in not Ballito so much, but I believe the Salt Rock area.
Salt Rock, Sheffield have a very large amount of septic tanks. And the one thing that, first off, people don't even know that they have septic tanks on their properties, which is quite a concern, because there's two very different behavioral patterns that you have as an individual living in that house. You basically could almost throw anything down a drain if it's going into waterborne, from a Jick and Jay's fluid and chemical perspective. But when you go into a septic tank system, you got to look at a septic tank as a human body. It can't do with all of those chemicals and things like that. It needs its bacteria, living bacteria inside it, to process all the effluent and consume all the matter that goes down into the drain. One of the biggest factors is fat. And one would be very surprised how much fat actually comes off of our skin, off of our bodies. And then naturally all your foods and everything like that. So it's so important to make sure that you are scraping off your plates, putting all of that in the refuse bin, and minimizing the amount of food waste and fat that goes down your drain if you have a septic tank on your property. What it will end up doing is it'll end up lining your soak away. So your septic tank in a septic system is your processing plant. That's where you've got bacteria-rich environment where it processes it, and it's got different chambers in it. And as it goes through the different chambers, it gets more and more liquefied to the point that you just have this gray liquid that comes out the end of it. And a healthy septic tank actually does not smell, because the bacteria consumes everything. Then the soak away is probably just as important, if not more important, than the soak away. I mean, than the septic tank, because that's where the water then needs to sit and leach back into the ground. And your bacteria count is so, like, I can't emphasize the importance of the bacteria in a septic system, because that's the thing that consumes all the bad stuff. So that by the time it leaches out and into the soil, you're basically leaching water back into the ground, and it's got that bacteria that's consumed all of the nasties in that water. So yeah, I mean, we've got a client now who's has a little bit of a rental apartment, a rental house, and their septic system backed up yesterday with a house full of guests.
Mm.
And it was fat. Just, and you, unfortunately, with a rental apartment, you cannot control the amount of whatever goes down the drain, because people are renting this place, they just throw whatever down. But what you can do in that stage is you can then dose your system with bacteria. So there's bacteria that you can buy that are designed, one, to eat more solids, or one, to liquefy fats and then consume the fats. So very important, get hold of your plumbing specialists, and make sure you look after it. It's a living thing. It needs to live for it to process and work correctly.
Wow. So there it is. Two very important issues to be dealing with on a happy Tuesday morning. If you are at all concerned about your plumbing requirements or issues around the house or the, you know, your workplace, there are good plumbers in Belito. We just happen to have the best in the studio.
Well, thank you.
Chapman Plumbing, Barry Chapman, and he's available for consultation. He's also got a very super competition. How's that competition going?
Yeah, so competition's coming to a wrap. We've got one last couple of days of final push. And then next week, Tuesday, we are going to announce the winner of this municipal water backup system, a giveaway, and some water security for some lucky individual.
Well, and it might be you if you are in it to win it. Details on Chapman Web or indeed the Life and Style social media pages. You'll be able to enter that competition very, very easily. And as I say, hopefully we're holding thumbs that you will be announced as the winner next week. Barry, and once again, lovely conversation.
Thank you.
We'll catch up in a week's time for another.
Awesome.
The plumbing boss, Barry Chapman, and you're on the morning.